Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Hayomi Maseches Nida Daf Yud Beis. We begin right on top of the Omed Bo Eminei. This was a question posed by Rabbi Zera from Rabbi Yehuda, as we learned yesterday. Typically, a woman is considered Becheskas Tahara, presumed to be Tahara, unless proven otherwise. It's just that if a woman is involved in Taharis, handling, you know, Truma and Kachim, there's a special stringency regarding those materials that requires her to do periodical examinations to ensure that in fact she's Tahara. Regarding other matters, regarding mundane, you know, chulin, regarding being with her husband, no bedikah is required. And the question would be, is there room to be strict? To be machmir? To go above the basic, you know, requirement and to do a bedikah? To confirm her status vis-a-vis the husband. What's your opinion regarding a woman being boydik, shetivdik atzma, labala, regarding her husband? Amar Lehi says, no. Don't do it. Lo tivdik. She shouldn't. Asks the Gemara, what harm is there? V'tivdik. Let her do it. Ma'bekach. Why does it matter to us? The answer is, it can cause a distancing of emotions. Im kein, if that's the case, he knows that she's not really required. So why is she doing it? To him, that perhaps is an indication that something is amiss. That perhaps she's feeling something and that'll just trigger anxiety on the part of the husband, and he'll back off. And Cain, if that's the case, Liboy Noik, her heart will palpitate. Liboy Noik Foy, Upoyer, he'll back off. Boy Mine Rabbi Abba, Me Rav Huna. Some say actually it was the same people as before, some say they were different to Amiraim, and he asked them a very similar question. So the previous, it was a question of pre being together, now it's post together. Isha Mao Shatibdak Atzma Kashir Vest. What would you say about a woman doing an examination after being together with her husband, kishir vest, within that very short immediacy time frame? Vest means miyah, right away. What's the point? Kedei l'chayev balachatos. So that if she discovers dam, it confirms that she was in a nida state while they were together and they have to bring a chatos. Due to the fact that they inadvertently transgressed being together as a in an nida state. Amar Lehi says it's an impossible proposition. You can't conceivably check, do a proper examination so close to the experience, which would confirm that in fact the experience was done when she was a nida. It takes a while, and that distancing of time casts a doubt on whether in fact she had been already in the state during when they were together. Amalis, he says, Mimishkachas, how could you even find a possibility, Libidika, to make an examination, Kshir Ves, within that very short, immediate time frame? Vatani, you have a price. Is it a Shir Ves? What's considered Shir Ves? Which, if she discovers herself to be a Nida immediately after being together, that confirms that in fact she was that way when they were together as well. It has to be for 1 second to the next. Otherwise, you never know. Maybe it just arrived. Mashal. So an analogy would be like this. L'shamash ve'ed. Shamash, Rashi says, is the male organ, the aver. Ve'ed and the cloth. So it's like you have two things at the doorway. One out, one in. That's the degree of immediacy that's required to confirm that what you found out was there a millisecond before. Mashal, l'shamash ve'ed. Sho'em nimho are both standing beside the mashkev at the doorway. B'tzias ha-shamash, as the shamash leaves, nichnas eidei goes, have. So in fact, this qualifies as vest. Have vest sho'amru l'kinuach. Oh, have. If so, it turns out that vest sho'amru, when the Chachamim tell us, this is a Mishnah later, that if the dam was discovered vest, immediately after being together, it would confirm that they are chayv achatos, because she was already a nida when they were together. That cannot possibly have occurred if she did a proper full examination. It takes time to get the cloth. The only way is lekinuach, if it was just an external wipe, v'lo yabdika, but not through a proper bedika. So yeah, if you want to do a quick kinuach, that can happen very close to the act, right away, and can confirm that in fact the blood found now was already there a second before. But you're suggesting a full bedika, it takes too long. And even if the bedika does uncover dam, it could have happened after the experience. Elos, or rather, the question was malshin takaneach. Okay, granted, bedika is not relevant for my question. But what about a kinuach, an external wipe? Should she do that immediately afterwards? Yikud Amri. Some had a different version that, in fact, he wasn't asking regarding confirming. Hachabai mini asked him like this. Isha, mao shetivdek atzma kadei l'chai bal oshem tali. Should the person do a proper bedika after the fact? True. It's not going to be relevant regarding confirming status. You can't bring a chatos. Even if dam was discovered, what about oshem tali, which you bring when there is an uncertainty, when there is a suffix, a chance of transgression? So do a proper bedika, which takes, you know, a couple of seconds. And even at that point, if you find dam, true, you can't bring a chatos, but it's going to cast a suffix on their experience. And, you know, there's room to think that perhaps she was already in either when they were together and they would have to bring oshem tali. Ma'al shadiv de'gatzma g'day l'chai ba'al oshem tali. Amar lo, she says, no, even this. So basically his response to his question whether in the first version or in the second version was N-O. Loi tivdik. And the question was the same as before. Why not? V'tivdik, ma b'kach, what's there to lose? The answer is he's going to back off. It's going to generate unnecessary, unwarranted anxiety on his part. Imkein liboy noikvoy uparish. Okay, so again, Anisha is not meant to do bedikos unless she's involved in taharis. In that case, it's sort of a package deal. Because we're concerned about taharis, that triggers the whole series of bedika obligations, like we had in yesterday's Mishnah, and specifically before and after being with her husband. B'shoshi Averis. So Mishnah says that she has to do a bedika as she's, you know, approaching the Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yanai, v'zeu eidon shel tznuis. This aid, this cloth, this meaning this bedika, is meant for tznuis, righteous women. Amar le Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Ami, what do you mean? Tana, our Tana, the Mishnah, requires it. Tani, it says tzricha, she has to. But Tani tznuis, you say it's something, especially conscientious people, something of a chumrah. Amar Lacy says, well, yeah, a person who does what he's supposed to do deserves honorable titles. Amar Lishan Yoimer, I maintain Kalamakai, Dibra Chacham, person fulfills the directive of the Chachamim, such as doing a Vidika in its proper time. Nikro Tsunua, call it Tsunua. Amar Rabba, so you mean to imply that it's something honorable, and if it's missed, you just lose that honorable mention, but you're not a transgressor? Amar Rabba, Vashayeno Yimakayim, so you mean that if a person neglects the instructions of the Chachamim, okay, so he loses that extra righteousness. So no, Lemikri is not given that special status. HaRasha Lemikri is not called a Rasha. Of course he is. He's meant to follow the mitzvahs of Chazal. What do you mean? Hello, Marava. Let me explain to you what's going on. Of course, it's standard procedure. Every woman who's involved in Taharis is meant to do these bedikas. So why are we giving her an honorable title for doing so? We're talking not about the basic bedika that she's doing. Of course, everybody's because it's an obligation. We're talking about doing it in an extra special way, an extra careful way. Elam Rabat's noise. These righteous women aid the cloth, Shabbat Kabay, they use a separate new cloth every time to ensure that it's pristine and it will discover even a minuscule amount of dam. That's what's special about them. Eid Shabbat Kabay Atzma. Lifnei Tashmir Zed, the cloth that she used before this time, ain't boit kis boit lifnei Tashmir Shachar, then use the same one next time. Vish ain't it's noise, but a regular woman, boit kis, it's the regular women do. Without this, you know, added concern. Okay, gufo. Let's go back to yesterday's Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Abba, Bar Yermia, he quotes Amar Shmuel, Yisra Shema Best. A woman who does not have a set, consistent pattern for periods, and she's involved in taharis, Asur l'sham shashtivak, before she's together with her husband, she requires a bidika. Amalei Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Abba Bar Yom Yom. Why are you specifying a woman without a vest? Only she has to do a bidika, if anything. Ein lo vest bo yibidika. Geish lo vest lo bo yibidika. Only the one without a vest needs a bidika, otherwise she has a set pattern for a period. There's no bidika required. We had this discussion yesterday, and the Mishnah clearly indicated otherwise. Even Isha with a vest, if she's involved in Taharis, is required to make bidikas. Omar, like you said, you're right. Bidika applies all across the board, but there are differences. A woman without a vest is more likely to have an unexpected arrival of dam. So we have to be extra careful. Amar Lacy says, Yeshla vest, if she has a vest, then Eira, if she's awake and she's actively walking, involved in Taharis, Bayi Badika, then she needs a Badika. Yishen, she's already asleep, she's not, in any case, interacting with Taharis in that state. So then we suspend the requirement of Bayi Badika. But an Eila vest, if she doesn't have a vest, then and the Badika is required in all circumstances. Bein Eira with awake, Bein Yishen, she's asleep, Bayi Badika. Amar Rav had a question on this. You're looking for a distinction between a woman with a vest and a woman without a vest. Let me suggest something. Well, Emily could have answered. It depends. Yesh la vest. If she has a vest, then the risk is lower. So la taharis boy bedika, when she's handling taharis, yes bedika. But la bal la bedika, regarding being with her husband, a bedika is not required. But ain't la vest. She has no vest, so the chances are higher. I feel a bala nami by bidika. In that case, bidika is required even just to be with her husband. In fact, they did not respond in kind. Shema mina. What does that tell us about Shmuel's opinion? Because of Shmuel, that in fact, call a bala regarding her husband only. Bidika is not required. Rashi adds the words, heichod ein hasukah. If she's not a person involved in taharis, then there's no bidika for the husband. So this reiterates the point over and over again. In a typical situation, an isha does not need bedikas, whether she has a vest or does not have a vest. We assume she's becheskas tahara unless she's involved in taharis. We're extra strict regarding those matters. And once that happens, then the woman is chayav to make bedikas for her husband as well, before and after being together. Tanur Rabban. Further on this topic, chamorin, these donkey drivers, right? These truckers, upayalin, workers. So they were out for a while and they come back home. But boy, so of them, Beis HaMishta, those who come back from a levaya, from a mourner's home, or a wedding, Beis HaMishta, they're back home. What's the status of their women? Can they presume that they're still tahar as they were when they left town? Nishem, lehem, chaskas tahar? Yep. They assume their women are still tahar. Boy, and they can come and approach them without asking them, boy, v'shay nimayim, be with them, ben yushenis, ben eris, whether the women awake or asleep, that's not the there's no concern of status change unless they know otherwise. When do we say this? Is so shnichem becheskas tahar. They left them when they were tahar, so they assume that they stayed in that state. Aval nichem becheskas tumah. If they left them in a state of tumah, then they can't just assume things have changed. Lo elam b'tameis she considered tumah asher tumah. She explicitly tells him tahar ani I'm tahar. End of price. Now, the Braisa seems to indicate that we're talking even about an Isha who's involved in Taharis, who needs a Bidik. So the question will be, how does Shmuel learn this Braisa? Braisa says, a woman who's involved in Taharis does not need Bidikas, whether she's awake or asleep. Well, Shmuel, but my Muluka, Mukila, how does Shmuel explain this Braisa? Ibish Yesh Lavest, which woman are we speaking about? Yesh Lavest, Wain Lavest. If it's Yesh Lavest, so the chances are slimmer, but even in that case, she needs a bedik if she's up and awake, up and about. Kashi Eira, so why does the Braisa say that if she's awake, no bedik is required? If she has no vest, even the more so, she has to make a bedik whether she's awake or asleep. Kashi Bein Eira Bein Yushin. The answer is like this. We're talking about an Isha who has a pattern. So your question was, if she's up and around, then why doesn't she need a bedika? Why doesn't she have to confirm her status through a bedika? The answer is, v'kivan she'tava. Since she's awake, and the husband was taver, he request of her company. She says, Kivin Shatova Latashmi. Shatashmi adds, Kivin Shabab and Aderech, since he was away for a while. Mefaisa, Vatova Latashmi. He approaches her and engages with her in a more lengthy manner than if he was just around all the time. So, because of that experience, that pre together experience, there's no greater confirmation of status than this. And Rashi explains, because if she wasn't 100% certain that she was Tahar, then she would say something. So this is considered like a confirmation, like a bedika, and she's considered Tahar. So bottom line, this brisa presents a number of leniencies. For example, that by Yushain, if she's asleep, no need to actually wake her up, even though she's not at the height of her awareness. Nevertheless, there's no need to have outright confirmation of her status. And the question is, should one actually follow this mode? Amar le Rapapa, he asked le Rava, Ma'o le Mavet kemas nisna, should one follow the aloha in the braisa, or perhaps rather you should ensure that she's awake and aware, and perhaps broach it with her. Return to my base. Amar Lisi says, no. Sudni, he called him in a very honorable way. He says, Sudni, Rashi says, Talmud Chacham. Sudni is because of the Pasuk and Tehillim, Soid, Hashem's secrets are conveyed, the secrets of the Torah are conveyed Lirev to his, the ones who fear him, the ones are righteous and outstanding. So he says, Sudni, you're a great man, but still don't be machmer above the requirement, loy de megan yavape, because otherwise she might lose favor in his eyes if it's a whole to do and a whole discussion, a whole bring up the option of perhaps there was dum dum, and it's going to temper the mood, and it's not advised. Very similar to the Gemara before. One should not be machmer in these matters of bedikas. In fact, Omar of Kahana, I was curious. I wanted to know firsthand how do the chachamim conduct themselves in this manner. So I asked, instead of asking the chachamim themselves, I asked their other wives. In a minute, the Gemara will explain why. Amra Rav Kahana Shal Tino. In fact, I personally asked Linshi Beise, the members of the household, meaning the wife of the Rav Papa, or the Rav Huna Beit Yeshua, what's the mode of conduct in their homes? So when they return from the yeshiva, what do they require of them? Ki osu Rabbanam when the Chacham return mibi Rav from the yeshiva, matzrich iluchu bedika. Do they require you to make a bedika? Vamrali, they said no, loy. So that confirms that, in fact, in their very homes, they were lenient as well. Why did they go to the wise? Why not to the Rabbanim themselves? They should have asked the Rabbanim themselves. He's concerned that perhaps, although for themselves they are strict, but they're going to rule leniently. And he wanted to know what they really do at home for themselves. What is their personal standards? So for that he had to go to the wives. Dilma, because he was concerned that perhaps Dilma Inu, they kamach miriyan avshay on themselves, they impose stringencies, and he wouldn't divulge it. That's why he went to the wives. Tan Rabba. Isha shein la vest. So we had the halacha before in the name of Shmuel that even Isha without a vest, no need to make bedikas regarding her husband. Now comes an interesting machlekes. It's like from one extreme to the other. There'll be a shita that an isha she'en la vest carries a high risk of unexpected dam, in which case you can't even be married to her. So we have opinions from one extreme to the other. Tan Rabbanan, isha she'en la vest. Isha does not have an established track record, a pattern of seeing dam. You never know what's going to come. Asur l'shamash, she can't spend time with her husband. They can't be together. Ve'en lo lo ksuba, she's not entitled to ksuba payah because this marriage is invalid. Ve'lo peiros, nor is he entitled to reap the fruit, the produce off her properties, which is standard procedure for a married couple. But like mezoinus, nor is she entitled to support mezoinus food. Even if she borrowed money when he was out of town, she charged the credit card, he doesn't have to pay it up. But like beloys, nor if her, the items that she brought into the marriage got worn out, she doesn't get them back. She has to divorce and can't remarry her forever. And the Gemara later will explain why the added, you know, emphasis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir takes a very strict position on this matter. He says, a woman who carries a high risk of an unexpected dam, you can't be married to her. We don't even allow it with Padika, it's just in case it doesn't work. No, we don't want to run the risk of any unexpected transgressions. Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus Omer, he takes a middle route. He says, I understand there's an issue, so Mishamesh b'shnei Edim. She'll be together with him by way of Edim, meaning they'll have the cloths to do an examination. And now she'll know whether she's okay. Hein yivsuha, hein tikinua, they can throw her off, meaning if they discover, she discovers dam on the cloth before, and hein tikinua, they actually help her. If they turn out to be, you know, if the cloths turn out to be clean, so then she's okay. So although it's less than ideal, but if she performs a series of bedikas before and after, we know she's okay. Mishum abachanan amru. It was quoted the name of Abba Chanan. Oy le baal. Woe to her husband. Why? We'll see soon. Now we go back to Rav Meir, who says, Asur l'shamish, she can't be with him. Why? Dimun mekankos, like she can throw him off, she can cause him to transgress. She might unexpectedly experience dam. Vein lo, ksuba, she's not entitled to ksuba payout, because that's part and parcel of the marriage. Kim nechaz l'bish, she can't. She's not suitable to be with him. Less luxuba, she's not entitled to luxuba. Veloy peiros, veloy mezonis, veloy no those other ksuba elements, because they're part of the ksuba package. No ksuba, then none of these either. Tanai ksuba, the conditions in the ksuba, the elements within the ksuba, have the same status as the actual ksuba. Ksuba dom. So no ksuba, so it all falls by the wayside. Yoytzi veliyasri, lomis, he has to divorce, and he can't remarry. Pshito, obviously. He has to divorce. Why would you think he could remarry? The answer is like this. Letzricha, must be speaking the Hadra Vaitakma. She went and found a good doctor and she recalibrated herself. And now she established a track record. Healthy as can be. Perhaps the husband can take her back. Mauded him. Perhaps he can take the Hadra and take her back. Mashman, the point is, no, we don't allow it. Once you depart, you can't take her back. You know why? We're concerned. The Zimin, it might happen to Oslo Minsipa. After he divorces, she'll go and remarry. Umitakma. She'll remedy herself. And she'll establish a vest, and the first husband, Reuven, will discover that his wife was really healthy, after all. And he'll go ahead and challenge the get. If only I would have known, I would never have divorced. Vomer will say, Ilu, you see, if I would have known that this is the case, I feel you some nicely, gosh. Even if he would have given me $1,000,000, I wouldn't have divorced him. So get bottle, which will result in an invalid get. That doesn't mean technically invalid. It means to say that it's going to make a cast. It's going to cast a halo on the get. It will appear that the get is in question, and the children are mamzerim. He's going to challenge the whole divorce in the second marriage. So in order to avoid any impressions of impropriety, we say, look, let it be known. Once you divorce, it's over. You can't take it back regardless. So then he's not motivated to come and make trouble. Okay, that's the mayor's opinion, very strict opinion. Isha Shein Lavest is not suitable for marriage. Mishum Abachon Amru is quoted in his name. Oilu Labal, woe to the husband. Ikadam, some explain, the mayor Amru. He's referring to a mayor who says that he must divorce, but he doesn't have to pay out the ksuba, to which Abachon adds, yes. The boy lakbui ksuvasa. It's not her fault. He has to pay the ksuba. Look, he married her. He has to divorce, but he has to pay it out. So the husband is sort of, bold on both. He has to divorce and it's kerech mekana mekana, and he has to pay it out. Ikad Amri, some explain that he was going on the other opinion, the lenient opinion, which allows them to be together by way of, examinations. Ikad Amri liar b'chanina ben antignas kamerli. He's referring to that Tana, the kamakalkos lady. You're really ruining her. Rashi explains, if you're going to utilize the cloth system, well, true. The pre-experience inspection will confirm that she's tired for the time being, but maybe during, when they're together, that itself can trigger a hormonal, you know, response, which will trigger a dam. You never know. Okay, so we have three opinions, which is mainly two opinions in the Braisa. Reb Meir says, ain't lavest, can't be married, not suitable, because of the risk that she carries. We have Rabbi Chanina ben Antignois, who says, with the inspection system, you can work it out. And then we actually had Shmuel throughout yesterday's daf and today's daf, who goes to the other side of the spectrum. He says, no, inspections are never required unless there's taharis involved. Regarding her husband, Cheska Tahara tells us that she's okay, even by Ein Lavest. Omar Yehuda, Omar Shmuel Halacha, we're passing like that shita that bedikers can confirm her status and that she's okay. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? Who am I? What's the nature of this? What's going on? What's the circumstance? Is she a woman involved in the food service industry? Is she involved in taharis? And of course she needs bedikers. It's old news. Ha'amr shmuchalism, Shmuel already told us earlier. Then in that case, bedikers are required, not for the husband, for the taharis, and because of the taharis, also for the... If it's a woman who's not involved in taharis, then why bedikas at all? Amar kol about lo bedikas. Shmuel already told us that regarding her husband, bedikas is not required. Amar Rabzev, Amar Bar Yimi, Amar Shmuel, Isha Shein Lovest, even Isha without a vest, who carries a high risk of unexpected dam arrival. So Asur l'shamash hashativdei, true. Before she's together, she has to do bedikas, but Rav Kimna already explained on that. It's specific, it's limited to a woman's involved in taharis, but otherwise no chiv bedikah. So I repeat the same halacha again. The answer is Shmuel only said it once. There are different quotes. One quoted it this way, one quoted it the other way, but it was really only said once. Man de Masnio, the one that presented it this way, in the name of Shmuel, Le Masnio didn't present it the other way. So bottom line, Shmuel said it once, that an Isha never requires bedikahs unless she's involved in taharis, but otherwise no bedikas are required whether she has a vest or ain't a vest. So conclusion regarding Aisha she ain't a vest, we have three shittas. Rabbi Meir says unsuitable for marriage. Rabbi Chanan Antigna says she can be married provided she has a bedika regimen in place. Shmuel says no. For a husband, Cheskas Tahara does not require any bedikas. Hadonach Shami Aimer. All the best to you and Atzlachah.